Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ visits with Randlett, Utah's Josh Frost, the National Finals Rodeo aggregate winner and world champion bull rider. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
We're standing backstage at the Thomas & Mack in the City of Lights in Las Vegas, Nevada, and you have this gold buckle in your hand. How long ago was it when you started thinking about this, and what's it feel like to have that dream come true?
Oh, we've been thinking about this since we were 5-6 years old. My dad was a bull rider, so as a kid, I grew up seeing pictures of him on the wall, and that's all I've ever wanted to be. So I'm super blessed to be one of the few people in the world that's truly living their dream and getting to go and make a living doing what they love. And we put hours and hours of hard work in to figure out how to get here and have this buckle, and it's pretty surreal. Can't even give you the exact words to describe it, but I'm just blessed and super thankful.
You had a phenomenal Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, 10 rounds of competition up against the 15 best bull riders in the world for the year 2024, and you did what it took. You rode both of your bulls in the Eliminator pen. Let's talk about those.
First night the E-Pen was out, I had a bull, Corey Melton, Stockyards Pro Rodeo. He'd been unridden in like 45 outs and just let it all hang out. He kind of had maybe a little bit of an off trip, considered how I thought he was going to be a round winner. I only ended up being like 84 points. He usually super hair triggered in that shoot, and he actually kind of left the shoot a little sluggish, but we gritted it out. He was 2-3 rounds the right, jumped head, went back to the left, and all I had to hold up was my tail when that whistle blew, but Got the score there. And next night the E-Pen ran around, I really kind of had a wild card bull. He was one that had been unridden all year. Jeter Lawrence stuck it on him at Sioux Falls for like 88 points, and this sucker, you want to talk about an eliminator, did everything but pull a knife and stab him while he was on his back, and Jeter bared down and got him rode. But then 2 weeks later he had a trip at they took him to Rosenberg, Texas, I think, and he kind of fell out of there and almost looked like a, not to say a high school bull, but borderline just a sweet spinner in the gate. And the rumor was is that he kicked the back of the chute and hurt himself a little bit. And so it was a little up in the air of, he hadn't been bucked in 2 months because he was a little crippled after that trip when he'd hurt himself. And so there was a chance he was going to be the craziest bucking sucker you'd ever seen. And there was a small chance he was just going to fall out of there and spin it up pretty nice. And we kind of got a little funky start. He cracked him right when the gate opened and kind of piled me up. But then once he hit out there, he just wrapped it up and made for a pretty smooth ride in the E-Pen.
Something that's in my mind is a couple of nights you had a re-ride, and I don't remember if it was the E-Pen, but they closed the rodeo. Everybody left except the clowns and you and a lot of Josh Frost fans in the house. Let's talk about those two rounds.
So I actually had three re-ride options through the course of this finals. The one was on that E-Pen bull, and you almost never take your re-ride in the E-Pen. It's a wild card round. I turned down that re-ride, but The first night it happened, I had this bull, rank pin was out, and this sucker was, I think he was headed for the back 40 running off, and went ahead and just decided to flip over on me to make things fun. And they had my re-ride bull, freaking ran, got on him, was able to get past him for like 83, 84 points. And then last night in the ninth round, kind of had the same thing happen. I was last out, bull came down, fell down right when the gate opened, and I kind of knew the scenario at that point, that I had the average wrapped up, but if I could get a score on the board, I was going to have the world championship secured. So I was like, run in that freaking re-ride, and we were just came up short on that bull. Said 6.5 seconds, he jumped forward, switched directions on me, and I didn't quite get him picked up. But like I said, re-rides are kind of a hot topic sometimes, whether to take them or whether or not. But when you got a zero on the board, I'll always be taking that re-ride.
You did everything you could possibly do to earn this world title. One more question. What would you say to youngsters listening if they want to be a winner and a world champion like you are?
Never give up and never compare yourself to others. Everybody's path to success is different. That was something that was really big in my career. You know, I was 24 before I made my first NFR, and I'd been trying for 5 years prior to that. It gets easy to look over there and see somebody else that's your same age and see that they're winning, and instead of being jealous of them, figure out what they're doing and start doing it better than they're doing, and before long you're going to be the guy in the winner's circle.
That's words of world champion bull rider Josh Frost from Randlett, Utah. God bless you.
Thank you. It's great talking to you.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Jim.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa in Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.